I was a recipient of a clinical trial for a non-Hodgkin's lymphoma that included stem cell transplant.
Leimomi Golis received the most advanced and aggressive cancer treatment available at the UH Cancer Center and Queens Medical Center. She also stayed in Hawaii to care for her disabled son. Golis received 4 cycles of chemotherapy, plus 4 straight days of full-body radiation treatments.
I sat in the chair, felt like a rotisserie chicken, and then they zapped me in the front for like about a minute or so. And then they turned me around and do the same thing. It kills off all the cells, so my skin peeled off from top to bottom, even my mouth inside out.
Currently, the UH Cancer Center has 1,000 patients in clinical trials, but is faced with a $13 million annual operating deficit. UH John A. Burns School of Medicine Dean and Interim Cancer Center Director, Dr. Jerris Hedges, says a business plan will be completed to address the funding shortfalls.
We have several proposed areas. One is working with the legislature to help create a supplemental revenue stream. Another is working with the university. Plus, we're working to commercialize intellectual property to try to generate new revenue streams that way as well.
Dr. Hedges says the center is using cigarette tax reserves to pay for the deficits, but the money will be depleted in 2 years. The center cut $1.5 million last year and will cut another million by combining administrative functions with the medical school. But Representative Isaac Choi, chair of the House Higher Education Committee, is critical of the center's plan. Choi says it doesn't come close to breaking even.
Consolidation is not an option because saving a potential $1 million when you're chasing 13, the business is still going to die, okay? So their biggest challenge is they have more expenditures than revenues.
Choi is willing to help the Cancer Center with its plan, but House Finance Committee Chair Sylvia Luke recommends the center resolve its funding issues before the next session.
Instead of just coming to the legislature and saying, raise taxes or raise fee, otherwise we're going to close down. It seems like that's always the easiest answer by not just the Cancer Center, but by anybody in the state.
The Cancer Center's Associate Director, Dr. Pat Blanchett, says 300 patients go to the mainland for advanced cancer treatment each year, so it's not about the money, it's about people's lives.
To go to the mainland, it's extremely expensive. I've heard of places where you have to put down $250,000 before they'll take you. The unwritten story is you have people who just can't do it, and so they die. Is that what we want? I don't think so.
Meanwhile, 53-year-old Golis says stem cell transplants are not done in Hawaii anymore, but she was lucky.
My son passed away in 2003, so I went back to school and got my bachelor's in nursing in 2008. Yeah, this is all a plus for me.
Golis was pronounced cancer-free 9 years ago. Wayne Yoshioka, HPR News.